Hey, stick around after the closing jingle of this week's podcast because we have a really awesome interview with Hardy. His brand new album is out, Mockingbird and the Crow. You're going to love it, and you're going to love the interview. Again, it's right after the closing jingle.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
What is going on?
The podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
What an absolute mess.
I don't know what happened, but I decided to join in.
I actually was yelling something that was so inappropriate, and then it stopped, and I was like, yeah!
I heard white guy.
Oh, you did hear that?
I heard white guy!
I was like, white guy! Trying to stop it, but I couldn't.
All right, man. So, hi, guys. How y'all doing? Everybody good?
Good. Just a couple of white guys. Pretty fly.
Definitely pretty fly.
Ta 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 ta.
All right, let's go ahead and dive into this.
Dirty, dirty dog. Just stepped right on in.
The podcast
just slapped us in the face.
The podcast is sponsored by Pickle Jar. Pickle Jar is really like that super mega awesome great friend that always knows about great new music before everybody else.
Ta 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 ta.
You can check out exclusive photos, videos, enter to win some flyaway experiences.
Ta 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 ta.
And tickets to VIP events. Download at picklejar.com.
Man, I was in the bathroom. There's a guy. He's like a little guy. Yeah, he's a midget. Yeah. And he's standing up on the scooter and he's peeing into the urinal. Yeah, that's Two Foot Fred.
Yeah.
Two Foot Fred.
He's the guy who does our music.
He used to come to the studio once a week and do a music news kind of thing. I miss that, man. It was always fun.
Yeah, it was good.
If there was some juicy stuff and he knew like the behind the scenes thing.
It wasn't juicy, and he also never wanted to talk about the really. Yeah. He didn't want to say anything that might be.
Well, he's connected. He's got lots of friends and that kind of stuff.
It was really good for a while, and then it just kind of got repetitive, so we stopped doing it.
Yeah, and it was a thing. It was a big thing. Getting him in and out because he had this little scooter thing and whatnot. But
he was such a fun dude.
Ta 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 ta.
Good. That was his little thing, man. He had a big punchline or whatever.
Hit the bricks.
Hit the bricks.
I don't even get that.
I'm just like, okay.
He's like, I think that's gonna be my thing.
I think we were like. Because we're so anti, like, normal show. And I think it was, like, one of our Yahoo
corporate. You should have a music
You should have
segment.
A thing because people want to know what's going on in country music.
You know, you should have the Hollywood Minute or the Nashville News. The nitty gritty from Music City.
I was trying to get the Nashville Nudes on, but they wouldn't let us do that.
Let us do that. No.
So we're like, well. We'll hire Two Foot Fred
to do it.
We paid him.
Yes, we did.
We paid him to come in and give us really mediocre news. And it was on radio.
Was entertaining.
The news was entertaining.
It's such a visual. Like, he's a visual.
It would be better now. Like, we should have him on the podcast.
Yeah, it would make sense now.
We need to get Fred back on.
We'll work on that. We're calling him right now.
By the way, I think it's hilarious. Garrett, who runs all the... Thank you, Garrett. That's awesome. Garrett, who runs all the video and all that and stuff, and he does all the social media. Garrett made a comment as us. Ta, 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 ta. Oh, that's so priceless. Are you getting him on the phone?
How do you guys think I have him listed?
The number
Fred.
Two?
Fred. Look up Fred.
But I mean,
you'll find it. I'm sure you don't have. Yeah, but you can't just do keywords on your droid.
I don't ever do that.
I can do it by three numbers of a phone number and I'll find it.
I don't have his number.
Really?
Do you guys have it?
I thought I did. Now you're making me look.
I'll call John. John has it, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to call John. I'll just text him.
It's not under that. I'm going to just look up under Fred. I don't have his number anymore.
I'm not going to call John.
I have four Freds.
I was thinking that. I don't have to plug it in. He's not going to answer.
What, John? Rich?
Yeah.
No.
Do you think Kenny has it?
Maybe. I don't have Kenny's number. I only have John's number.
I think I have Kenny's.
I think I have Kenny's.
This is a great podcast. As we're looking through our phones for numbers.
Not in service.
No, I don't have Kenny's
anymore. No, you don't.
What?
Wow.
I'll delete that. The best.
I was thinking about Kenny, and I found Kenny Rogers' phone number.
Oh,
that made me sad.
Like, I was thinking about the other night, man, of when Bubba and I were flying back from Bayou Superfast Baton Rouge, and we flew John and Big Kenny back.
They didn't want to take the bus and show up the next day. They're like, we want to go home and sleep in our beds.
And we're like, okay.
And we're like, come on, fly with us.
Go with us. And oh my God, it was great. Well, I knew it was going to be weird because when I walk out into the tarmac and Bubba and John are doing push-ups under the wings.
Well, just he did doing some challenge. He's like, I bet you can't do 20 push-ups. I'm like, dude, I may be fat, but I'm strong. And so I knocked him out.
Yeah. And I'm walking up going, oh boy. I'm trying to be like, you know, serious pilot, you know, doing those pre-flight checks. And I got these
dorks.
Well, I was going to say monkeys. You guys are monkeys. And we get in the plane and we, it's normal for what?
About 40 minutes. Now, in the back of the plane, I wish I had glasses that you could hear. In the back of the plane, you hear a lot of this.
Clink. Yeah, they over the headpiece of the mic. I'm like, what? And then it just got weirder.
These guys, you know, because they're rock stars, they have rings on their fingers, and you hear the rings tapping the glasses.
And they had an entire, like an unopened bottle of Crown, right?
It was the largest. I didn't know they made that. I thought it was like a novelty.
It was like a gallon of Crown. It was great.
You know, like if you walk into like the Tractor Supply and they have like a giant pair of blue jeans that are like, you know, 12 feet wide or whatever. I thought it was something like that when we landed. But yeah, so they just got off the stage. Big and Rich just finished, had a great show. And I guess that was their thing. And at first we started talking about the biz industry. We had just launched into doing our own company.
They were independent, and they still are.
Yeah.
Independent artists.
And just talking about how how it's, you know, it's risky, but, you know, he's like, yeah, why make money for other people? You can make it for yourself. I'm like, yeah, well, we're not doing that yet, but hopefully. and then, I don't know, like Bubba said, 40 minutes or so into it. It
took a turn because the buzzes kicked in.
Yeah.
And it became very interesting.
Remember, I was like, we play the game of who has the coolest person in their phone. And like, mine was like, I don't even remember.
Like your high school football coach or something.
No, it was like Kenny Chesney. But I was like, oh, that's the coolest one. And they're like, and I remember John slapping my back. He was sitting in the second row. He hit me so hard, and he goes, holds his phone up to me, and it's super bright. I mean, it's dark. It's middle of the night.
We're
it's like
flying at 11 night. 11 o'clock so, at yeah, night. You have, there's no lights other than the little red glow from the cockpit dash.
And our eyes are adjusted down to it, so he blinds me with this phone. He goes, look at that mother. And it's like Merle Haggard or somebody super, like an icon of some sort.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, the game's over.
You win.
All right.
Because at this point, we knew you were drunk. And then we're talking about how he was,
you know, our first affiliate was in Amarillo because he's from Amarillo. And he looks out the window and he goes, oh, you put this plane down right now. And I'll show you guys my hometown.
We're like, well, that's
Mount Juliet, Tennessee, and that is not.
It's not Amarillo.
Amarillo, I'll tell you about Amarillo.
And boy, he wanted us to land right then and there so he could show us Amarillo.
John hates it when we tell this story, by the way.
But it's a great story.
I thought it was kind of a cool thing, and I remember telling it in front of him, and he was like embarrassed by it. And Kenny was like, no. Dude, you're kidding me.
No, John. God. That's not how it was.
Saying that they were on the air there. We're like over Huntsville or something, really. And I was like, yeah, you know, you don't have a good sense of geography. We're going from Baton Rouge to Nashville, direct.
You're not going over Colorado that flight.
We didn't take
left. You're not hitting Canada. Nope.
Anyway, they landed and they were blitzed, and I
cars
get out,
showed up.
Car, yeah, they got a driver, and then and then John wanted us to go to his house. He was going, I'm gonna call up Gretchen Wilson.
He wanted to have a party.
Who
that
all
night.
Was it? It was Gretchen.
Yeah, I remember. I'll call up Gretchen. Oh, we'll there, get 2 foot Fred and
oh, there was like
Cowboy
three,
Troy,
three or there, four or
James
five people.
Otto. I'm gonna call them all.
Oh, the usual suspects,
dude.
And
I love, but you know what? I love those guys. I have so much fun when I hang out with.
No,
them.
I do too. And he's like, "We're gonna go. We're going to my house right now, by God, and we're gonna have a Grand Ole Opry at the Rich House," and. I was like, I'm going home.
I think Mel
sleep.
Tillis was still alive back then.
Yeah,
and
it was
like,
I think
I'll
it was
Mel.
Mel.
I'll get Mel there. It's going to be great.
I remember you used to have, they would have the stories of Mel. They would go out to his house, get drunk, and just tell jokes.
Well, they
dirty
would do,
jokes.
It was they had dirty joke parties.
Yeah.
And everybody would have to come with their best dirty joke, and they would all have a good time.
God. I would pay good money to be there and just watch that.
That should be man, the problem is everything is so cancelable now. There's no way advertisers would ever touch that.
No,
but, dude, dirty joke parties with your favorite country stars would be great because everybody's got one. Everybody's got one. And it would be fun. It would be great. People would watch that.
Oh, yeah. It would have to be.
Yeah, it would have to be online because
you could. Yeah,
and the bad thing is everybody would then like their publicists and all that would be like, "Hey, can you edit out Patrick?"
Oh, yeah.
Because
nobody wants to.
Everybody's tours are sponsored now and all that kind of stuff.
So boring nowadays.
It really is. Kind of sad.
Mankind is lame.
We're all afraid of the mob, and it's not that big of a mob. I think
right.
We could take them.
Of course.
Yeah, that's the thing. Bubba, go to your email. I sent you I didn't even watch past the very first line of this.
Okay.
Where he says, Big D and Bubba, but I found a video. I was looking for Fred's phone number, but I found a video that was sent to me when we used to work together. I think we were sponsored by 5-Hour Energy.
Yeah.
And I think he's doing
this. Is,
okay, it's going to take me a minute.
Actual
to,
video of this?
Of him, yeah.
It's on our YouTube.
Take a minute to.
No, this is just, it was in my email.
Wow.
So,
yeah. That's weird.
I can't get it to open.
You can't get the file to open?
No. Oh, here it comes. Oh, I've done it. Like, see, you know, that's the bad thing about Windows is you think you've got something downloading, and then it doesn't do it. So you click it again, you
and
click it again,
twice.
And it downloads. I've got three of them now.
Yeah.
Right,
Counts it to us.
All right. Let's see if I can make this bigger. And
so this is like what it aired.
I can't see. The video's not showing up, though. Oh, here we go. Let's see.
Big D and Bubba! Hey, it's 2 Foot Fred. I just wanted to let you know that I'm getting ready to go work out for my first annual Fredathon benefiting the Freddie Foundation, and I've got my 5-Hour Energy. I got up extra early this morning, so I thought I needed an extra kick. The one and only extra strength 5-Hour Energy. The black bottle. I'm going to do it all at once.
He's so good.
Oh, it's so great.
Here we go.
Dude.
Get ready.
Drink
it's
a
great.
Of five,
the little
bottle, of 5-Hour
the little
energy.
Bottles of 5-Hour Energy look like somebody drinking a Red
Stop
Bull
it.
Now.
Stop it.
Dude, look at him. I love him. Oh, I love 2 Foot Fred.
Oh man,
wow.
How great is that?
Somebody knows Fred and
yeah,
has a current number on him. I want to hang with Fred, man. Oh,
ta 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 ta.
Yeah,
what a fun life. We like seriously, we are so lucky to be able to do this.
Stuff.
Like, I mean, you got. I'm just looking at like comments on the videos. You know, give us a shout out. Hey, Dallas, you're a cool guy. Dallas, we can't give you a shout out and say you're a cool guy. We don't know you. Yeah. I would love to say Dallas is a cool guy. Dallas might be a cool guy, y'all. There's a shout out.
Did we send that to 5-Hour Energy or something?
I think so.
Oh my god, can you imagine some guy in New York, agency for 5-Hour Energy gets this, and he's like, what is this?
What is happening here?
And are y'all calling him 2 Foot Fred?
Yeah,
no, he's calling himself 2 Foot Fred
because he's actually 3 Foot.
Yeah,
3 Foot 2 actually.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. But 3 foot Fred doesn't sound as good for whatever reason.
Fred's his real name, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Fred there's. Gill. Yeah, it's weird because 2 foot Fred sounds better than 3 foot Fred.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why is that? Say 2 foot Fred, 3 foot. I mean, they're the same solo. There's so many.
I think though, if you said 3 foot
for whatever
Fred,
reason
it would have. I think if we'd have known him as 3 foot Fred, it would have sounded weird to call him 2 foot Fred.
I guess so.
Big shout out to Douglas watching online from Qatar. That's cool. He plays it, the guitar. Okay.
In Qatar.
Ta 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 ta.
Pronounced gutter, but okay.
And then so when he would leave, when he was done, he would go hit the bricks.
Yeah.
That was like he was like okay, and then in other news, George Strait's got a new album and it's coming out on the 15th, and that's it. I'm 2 foot Fred for Big D and Bubba. Hit the bricks. Did he do that little spiel?
Oh yeah.
Though?
Yeah.
If you want, I'll go find a piece of audio.
No,
that's all right. I don't think you really want.
I have like old audio, I'm sure.
That's fine. I mean, I'm just
God
trying to remember
knows what it says.
What dumb stuff that we used to do and continue to.
I was going to say continue.
You know, before 2 Foot Fred, you remember who did our music reports before that?
Actual music reports
before
Fred?
Yeah, we had somebody.
Not a joke.
After we started working with Premier Radio, that was when they wanted us to
I know
that.
We had the Us Weekly
person
who
Laura
would do like the Hollywood stuff.
Cohen?
No.
Yeah.
No, that was after Fred. That was more like Hollywood news.
Yeah, she was doing gossip. Like kind of all-encompassing.
I actually enjoyed hers, actually.
Lara, we
worked with for a really long time.
Yeah, Lara was cool.
There was somebody else we had
that did music,
that did country music news.
They came in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
They came in the studio.
No, we called this person.
Is it an artist?
Mm-hmm.
It's an artist.
That's not an artist.
Not an artist.
Not an artist.
We
not an artist.
Called them.
Somebody used to call. This
was
went
it?
On for several months.
Was it an old lady?
It was an old lady.
It
was a very famous old lady, honestly.
Claire?
No.
Oh man.
Gosh. I remember.
I love that because y'all thought it like,
I know what you're talking about.
Oh
yeah, she used to do she wrote for like People magazine.
Yeah, she's a big deal.
Dang it.
Then she passed away, right?
She passed away not too long ago. But she
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she would come on and she would be like, well, hey, boys. Well, I was out on the bus with Zach Brown.
All right. I give up.
That's her. That's
yes.
Her. That's her. Yeah. What's her name?
Hazel Smith. Hazel,
that's it.
Hazel Smith.
Miss Hazel. What's up, Miss Hazel?
Miss Hazel would call and tell us to come. She goes, and I saw Keith Urban with his new wife.
Yeah.
Nicole Kidman, and I'm going to tell you, he was so happy to see me, he kissed me on the mouth. I still remember that. That was the funniest thing.
She would say stuff like a tall glass of drink of water.
Yeah.
All those kind of old things.
So Hazel actually was really interesting. She worked at the record label or the recording studio where she came up with the term outlaws. She's the one who said that was just a bunch. They just looked like a bunch of outlaws, and they stuck with that. And they named the album The Outlaws. With Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson and Top Buckley.
Really?
Yeah, that's Hazel. She's in Ken Burns' documentary. When she died, they called her the mother of outlaw country because she literally came up with the name.
Wow.
Here's a picture of Hazel when she was young with Waylon Jennings, I believe.
I'm
pretty sure that's Waylon.
Cool. Let me see that.
Yeah. That's...
Oh, she's got her tongue out? Oh, yeah. She's kind of dirty.
She was something else.
She's
allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Look, you can pretty much get away with anything as long as you follow it up with allegedly.
Yeah, but no.
Okay.
Hazel Smith was cool.
How'd she get her info?
I don't know. She just
Keith Urban would kiss her on the mouth.
That's right.
And she would tell us about it.
You know, something I learned, because I'm a big, goofy-looking dude, people will just say stuff in front of me. There's something about me that just doesn't make you think, I should probably stop talking about this.
Yeah.
And it used to be that way at our old company. People would just say stuff directly to my face, and I would go, oh, that's some information I'm going to hold on to. Because
like
it never occurred to them, like, yes, maybe I shouldn't tell Patrick that, because he might turn around and use that. So Hazel might have had
that.
That's
the thing, is you don't. That's kind
of... Well, I do. I've used a lot of that stuff in business. I've used a lot of that stuff for us. Our company had like secret plans that weren't in our favor.
Oh,
I found out about all that stuff way before we were supposed to. Because for whatever reason, no one ever stopped and thought, hey, let's not say this in front of Patrick. Because I don't seem important.
Nobody ever tells me secrets.
Yeah. Well,
I'm terrible at keeping secrets.
You
really
are terrible
am.
At keeping secrets. That's why we don't tell you secrets.
I get so, you know, I get so excited. I'm like, oh, I know something. Let me tell you something really cool. That's it's that little Boston Terrier excitement I get. I'm like, ooh, gotta go, gotta go.
Man, that's funny. I forget all about that stuff.
Ta 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 ta.
What's the dumbest thing that Suits wanted us to do on the show?
Oh my god! Well, I mean, all that kind of stuff was dumb. They wanted us to do so many benchmarky type things. Why don't you do the good news story of the day?
Well, I remember
stupid criminal story.
I remember. Honeybutt said that he wanted us to do that War of the Roses thing, which is, it's basically, it's a fake, if you ever fake. Hear it anywhere, it's fake. They
it's
have
huge.
Actors, and they basically, is, you know, so. they tell the little story, and you know how the thing goes, and they wanted us to do it. I'm like, well, is it different than the other ones? No, it's the same one. Every couple
they
days
have,
or
they,
week or whatever.
Well, they were launching a country version of it, or they wanted to do a country
but
version
But we would have been their
it.
Country show doing it. It would have been the same actors.
Same stuff. Thing. Oh, yeah, right.
And
but the actual situations were the same.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
it's just, I don't.
Doesn't Ronnie Dunn have a new album out?
I don't know.
Does who?
Ronnie Dunn. I think I saw that on there, on the something.
Like a solo album?
Yeah.
I want to finish, though, and say the dumbest thing they told us to do was, remember, I do recall that they told us to take more phone calls, but don't let people talk as long. And then we did that, and we started trying to make everything really quick, where people would only be on the air for a few, like when we're doing some kind of topic or something. Then they came back and go, you know, the problem is you don't let people talk enough. You got to let people. That was like this was the same guy like 3 weeks apart. Forgot that he told us that.
People don't. Okay. Everyone does. You go through it. This is your life lesson. Mm-hmm. And you go through life long enough, and you work. You have situations where you just with someone you work for. Mm-hmm. You realize, oh my gosh, no one knows what they're doing. No. Like just because they're in that position doesn't mean that they're. I said this 2 weeks ago. There are very, 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 very few experts in the world. Mm-hmm. Everyone else is just winging it.
They're following the leader.
Yes.
And that's the problem. Sometimes the leader is misguided. You know, they're wrong, but they do it anyway because, well, so-and-so's doing that, so we got to do that. In our industry, it's this. L.A. and New York is doing that, so we have to do that. Well, L.A. and New York are not
that's
the same
not people, man.
As the average person who goes to Walmart and does this and does that, and, you know.
Yeah, Ronnie does have a new album. On.
It came out in the summer, July 29th. Oh. I'm looking at 100 Proof Neon.
Oh, my bad. I thought it was new. My bad.
What's funny is I'm looking at the cover, and he looks like, what's his name, who would sing the dirty songs?
Wheeler Walker Jr.
Yeah, he looks like Wheeler Walker in the picture. It's great. Picture.
Remember when we had him in there and we could hardly air any of it?
Wheeler? Yeah. I liked Wheeler was funny, though, man.
He's fun. And here's the thing is, like, he's so, like, irreverent, like, but he got it. Like, he came in, and he was just like, hey, okay, I'm going to do my, I'll be my guy, I'll do the character and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he stayed in character, which I still find...
No,
strange.
He came talk to me, and it's like talking to a professional wrestler.
Yeah,
I hate it when they're like, "Okay, brother, just you're David. Just be David."
But that's not who anybody. No one
I
knows
know,
who David
but
is.
It's so
it's
weird.
No point
so goofy.
In the interview. But it, like when we talk to the guy from Yellowstone, who I'm sorry, I don't know any of their names. He
which
doesn't
one?
Pretend. Which one?
Oh, Jimmy.
He doesn't pretend to be the character from Yellowstone on the phone with us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He tells us he's the actor that plays the character. But it's a different thing with – it's like Larry the Cable Guy. Larry the Cable Guy is Larry the Cable Guy.
But
he doesn't break character.
What's weird is like when we have Kevin Costner will be in. You were bringing up Yellowstone. Mm-hmm. The last thing he wants to talk about is being Kevin Costner. Like he's so strange. Like he doesn't want to talk movies. Like we're over here going, dude, Field of Dreams.
Because we've had him on the show, he was in promoting his music mode.
I know, but it's
that's
like
– different. That's the thing. He's compartmentalized it.
And so he doesn't like to mix both worlds?
He wants to be respected for his music.
Well, I mean, he's a dude.
It's the people who've already made it as actors, then they don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, but up until then, oh, yeah, they definitely want to talk about it.
Right.
K-Bomb like, says, what happened to Walker McGuire? They just disappeared. Man, let me tell
up.
You. Yeah, they broke up. I was talking about them 3 days ago to a friend. We were talking about just great songs, and I said, you know, we had these guys that we followed. We did this thing called Chasing the Dream, and it was following these young songwriters and singers on their journey to try to get stardom. And Walker McGuire were great. We have a whole playlist on our YouTube channel of songs that they would perform in the studio. They're amazing, and they get thousands and thousands of views. I mean, these guys had it. Sometimes I don't know the whole story. I know little bits and pieces, but I've heard it from both sides, and the two sides are slightly different. So I'm not going to say their story. That's up to them. But I used to love.
I mean, they're still friends. They just didn't. I mean,
yeah. I used to love having them in all the time, though. God, they were so good. They would come in, and every song was better than the one the week before, which was better than the week before, and they were just hit after hit after hit. Anyway, Wheeler Walker.
I'm just going through my phone looking at all the weird people we have in it. It's just so weird.
I can't take out the dead people.
You delete them from Facebook, but you don't delete them from your phone?
I don't.
That's so weird to me. I don't delete them from either. It's just, you know, it just feels wrong.
I can't stay connected to somebody on Facebook because I feel like sometimes like their family will like post something like, oh, it's the anniversary or whatever, and it just feels weird. I don't want to see all that.
Oh, man. I love Ben Rector. Ben is such a cool dude.
I was watching a basketball game on ESPN. And they played it was Arkansas University. You know how they do those commercials for the school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, and so it was Arkansas's commercial, and it had Dream On by Ben Rector in the background. I was like, oh, it's Ben Rector.
Did he go to Arkansas?
I don't know. I don't think he did. Is he from Arkansas?
Well, his songs have been used in commercials all over the place.
Yeah,
he makes a very good living off of people using. And he's such a good, talented guy. And there's a... He's got a whole channel of just great songs. I mean, not only the stuff that you can listen to and stream on like Spotify and all that stuff, but he's got like the videos. And the one with the puppet, the father-daughter song, is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went back and listened to that when we were on vacation. I mean, we run the best of Big D and Bubba. I went back and listened to Ben Rector when he was in. He was so good. He's singing. He's from Oklahoma, so I guess that's close.
Oh, that's right.
But he's singing that Shania Twain song, Still the One, and he couldn't remember the words. And he just says, and I don't remember how this part goes.
And it sounds
great.
And it was
fantastic. He was literally singing the nothing, and it sounded great.
You know, it's funny.
I'm so jealous.
He did that Thanksgiving song. I think he did it originally like 2 years ago or whatever. He came in and played it in our studio this year.
Yeah.
I don't know how that isn't like the number one Thanksgiving carol. There's a couple Thanksgiving songs that have kind of taken off, and I love Gobble Gobble, Matthew West. I love that, but I think the Ben Rector needs to be adopted as well. That is so good.
And that video where they put the lyrics on everything in the scene, like you see it on the cabinets, you know, and it's just really well done. He's just so creative. Can't stand him.
are you calling?
You calling him right now so we can tell him we can't stand him?
Hey, hello.
Hey, Ben.
Yes.
Hey, it's Big D and Bubba, and we're on.
Who are you?
Hey, we're on the podcast, and
we're bragging about you.
We're just talking about you and just how much we love you, and that's all. We just want to let you know that.
Oh, that's thank all. You so much.
Yeah, that's
we
it.
Just called to say we love you.
Did you have
literally?
Did you have a good Christmas?
I did. Are you like outside my house or something?
Yeah. Can you?
Yeah, we're standing outside your house.
Can you let us in?
Yeah, I'm in my studio. I'm looking for you right now. I don't see you.
I'm going in through a window.
We're in our studio.
No, we're just. I don't know. We're just talking about. We're just going talking about people and stuff. That's all.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you're very kind to talk about me and not be in my bushes. Also, that's great. those are two good things.
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, we still have to get the cars out, and we'll go drive around in the an old muscle car.
I would love that. We could race my Tesla against your muscle car, and then when my car runs out of batteries, yours will keep driving.
Yeah,
and then we'll high five.
I'll have to stop and get gas.
I was going to say, what would run out of energy first?
All right. I would love to do that. That's awesome, man.
All right. Well, We'll see you
later.
Shoot
him a text.
There you go. We love you. Okay, bye. Yeah, he's, I don't know, he just...
He's just
very few.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah, he's just a good dude, but he's also very few people that are that creative
and humble. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, he's always very like understated.
Yeah,
I just good dude, good dude. All right, are y'all about done? I do want to say this: the Hardy album came out. Wow, the videos. What was the Mockingbird and the Crow video that he was telling us about?
Yeah, it's
insane.
The Claymation one.
I watched it. I watched it after the show, and I was like, "What in the world is this awesomeness?"
I'm meant to go see it. Yeah, it's as weird as he said it was.
It's actually less weird. You'll see. I mean, it's everything he said it was, but it just seems less weird when you're watching it.
This is the thumbnail that Garrett has created to advertise the podcast.
Yeah,
ta 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 ta.
It's a 2 foot Fred. It's yeah. It's amazing. But anyway,
that looks like a current picture, isn't it?
I have no idea. I haven't seen Fred in at least 6 years, or 6 years.
I was going to just say this about the Hardy album. There's a song on there called Kill Stuff Till I Die, and it's a jam. I'm like, it's been over and over in my head, stuck in there. So
Jack is good.
I haven't even gotten there. I've been slow rolling through it. So I've got a road trip today, and I'm going to run out to my parents' house and go see them and my sister and everybody, and so I'll be listening to a lot of stuff on the way out.
Okay.
Well, I'll let you know my thoughts. I will text you after every song. Not,
you know, keep it just a run. You know, just call me and we'll listen to it together.
You never answer my calls.
I answer your calls sometimes.
You do not.
I have answered your phone calls before.
You let it go the first time, and then I'll call back, and then you'll answer.
Yeah, because I know that that's your thing. Is that you're like, if someone doesn't answer, you call them right back.
Oh, yes.
Well, I do that because that's how my mom, like when she's sewing, she can't get to the phone until she's done with whatever she's doing.
No, Bubba will do it even if you like deny the call, which means I'm on the other line or I'm in the bathroom.
But I don't call three times. I don't call three times. I call twice. I call once. If it goes to voicemail, I will call again and that's it.
If I send you to voicemail right away, it's not because I didn't see it or didn't hear it.
I've just been burned too many times, man. I just know. It's going to be.
I rarely call with dumb stuff. Rarely.
Did he just say that with his straight face?
It's stuff that I am passionate about.
Something you're passionate about does not mean it's not dumb.
You be Bubba and you call me.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay, go ahead. Call me up.
Hey, man.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Okay, so what do you think about we get some lights, but instead of just lights, they're like shaped like things, okay?
For what now?
Like for the studio.
Okay.
With lights, and the lights are in the shape of like a guitar or a fiddle.
Uh-huh.
But it's a light.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, man, cool. That's it. It's like, I couldn't wait
you forgot
until
to say,
Monday.
You forgot to say, are we cool on a budget? What do you think? That's usually, hey, you cool with me spending this money, man? Because see, it's a partnership.
Right.
If I'm going to spend stupid money on stupid things, we all have to agree it's good enough to be stupid.
The thing is, as much as I'm making fun of that, I will go and join him on pretty much any dumb thing he has. I'll do it. When he gets into something weird, I'm easily swayed.
It takes you a little time. Usually a day or two, and then all of a sudden you're into it.
Yeah. I'm watching Hardy's video now. Oh, that is really cool.
You have to watch it with the music playing and everything later.
Oh, like a music video?
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, I know you're watching it, but I'm saying you got to get it because it's all about the story he's telling. And I love
you mean
the way.
Like a music video?
But I just love the way it starts off very country, and then all of a sudden, man, when the animals in the woods poison him and, you know, give him the acid trip. It turns into it's cool.
It's really done well.
We'll let him tell everybody about it. If you're watching on YouTube, we do have the Hardy interview on YouTube. You can just search on our channel, Big D and Bubba. But also, and make sure you subscribe. Also, for those of you who are listening audio, we're going to put it after the closing jingle here in just a little bit.
Okay, before you do that, though, I do want to say happy birthday to Farfar. That's my wife's grandfather.
Sam, birthday.
His name is Sam. He is 92 today. We're taking him out for a big fancy dinner. And
what's Farfar? What's that from?
Farfar is Swedish for father's father. That's what they say. Farfar and Farmore.
They're all Swedish.
Yeah, they're all Swedish. So
yeah.
He came to America when he was 18. like with nothing. Got a job in a factory or something, and then became a school teacher and taught, I think, English and music. But I'm crazy? Not 100% sure. Yeah.
Like we need to get other people from other countries to come speak, teach our language.
But, you know, but that's who we want. We want the people who are going to come and do stuff like that. You know, he wanted to come to America because it was the place.
And you know what?
He still is the place to be.
He appreciates it. Oh, he appreciates he appreciates his country now.
Way more
America.
Than our dumb kids.
Our people are. We're sometimes.
America's bad.
Oh, God.
Whatever.
Shut up.
Dude, I was watching it.
Shut it.
What's the little the Babylon Bee? They had a video of like this person applying for a job, but they didn't want to work, and they're like, "It's worth watching that video too."
I love the Babylon Bee.
So.
Funny
Happy
stuff.
Happy birthday, Sam.
All right, Far.
Yes.
And big shout out to Marianne Sophia. Thank you for the stuff. The gifts are very, very cool.
Yes.
I saw that she had logged in on the video to watch, so I wanted to make sure she got her big shout out as well.
Marianne sent me an electric knife. Marianne, I am going to lose part of a finger with that. I feel like that's a mistake. I'm going to use it.
Call me when you use it so I can be staged,
ready to go.
Yeah, I need
Bubba to be nearby with a tourniquet.
I'm nearby with a tourniquet right now.
Perfect.
Okay. Have a good one. And again, stick around after this closing jingle for the
Hardy
interview. It's pretty amazing.
Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Hit the bricks!
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. What's the podcast?
Ta-ta-ta-ta!
Hardy is joining us today on the show. He's walking in now.
Look at Hardy!
Look at that stallion of a man.
Hey, dude.
Look at that
we're
guy.
We're on, by the way.
Look at that
guy.
We're
on?
Yeah, we're on.
There's no cuss words?
Yeah, please keep it easy. God listens. Good to see you, man.
Good to see y'all. How's it going?
Oh, it's good, man. It's good. How's the album? The album's out now. The Mockingbird and the Crow.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, I was going to text you the other day about, you changed your number, but I was going to tell you that rock, the Rock's version, what's the song?
The Rock?
No.
A rock?
A cover
rock.
That I did?
No, it's an original one.
Jack. It went, sold
Jack.
Out?
Jack.
Dude, my God.
I don't know what you're thinking.
That thing is so hot.
Thank you, man.
It's so different.
Thank you very much, dude.
That's not going to go to country, is it?
It's at Rock Radio right now.
Is it?
It's at like 13, I think, right now.
I called a bunch of my friends at Rock Radio and was like, hey, I know you're going to look at this guy and you're going to Google him and I know what you're going to see. Trust me. Just go.
There's like a tiny, tiny chance that Jack and Wait in the Truck will go number one at the same time.
Oh, that's the coolest
thing ever.
Can you imagine how cool?
That would be like the coolest thing ever. They're like neck and neck. I just don't know if like... You know how like radio works, and sometimes a song will go to 7 and hold up for like 2 or 3 weeks, and then move on and all that.
Because
so
other
sure,
songs have to move out of the way. Everything has to fall.
Oh yeah,
place.
It's like a flow, totally.
Yeah.
Speaking of Wait in the Truck, can you sing Wait in the Truck, but Patrick play Lainey's
role?
But I want him to be a dude. I want him to be...
Oh, like he can't even pretend to be a girl.
Oh, he's going to have to sing it. Because sing it like with a baritone?
Like I found a guy and his wife was beating
an
him
angel.
Up.
That changes all of the whole jail stuff.
Maybe he doesn't get picked for the team. And so he's angry and you go after the coach. I don't know, something.
The softball coach.
Patrick joined a team?
Yeah.
No, I didn't even bother.
The debate team.
Okay. Wow, I haven't heard the words debate team in a long time.
Oh, we hear it here a lot because I get made fun of a lot for having been on the debate team.
Oh, dude, he proudly displays his gavels in his office.
They're in his office. I'm not even joking.
Do you have gavels?
Oh, I have gavels.
Oh, my God.
You missed the mere
mention of them, and he runs off to go get them.
I've never seen Patrick run that fast.
Do I have gavels? Hold on.
Can you imagine being so into something that you bring them?
Oh, there's four.
Oh, there's more. These are just the ones I grabbed.
What's it say?
NFL District 1997. Is that NFL like football?
It's the National Forensic League. And then these are from Nationals.
Nerds for life.
Yeah. Oh, most likely to go to the prom alone.
Jour de fetis.
I mean,
student Congress. Yeah. Wait, so this is this the debate team? Is this
your trophies? Student Congress, which is an event in debate. Yeah.
Doesn't this feel good, Patrick?
It does.
Letting Hardy look at
just
your
stuff. Just embrace it,
dude. Yeah. All kinds of kinds, man.
It takes all. Yeah,
clearly.
Absolutely.
That's cool, dude. I have
go find you a debate team nerd to run your business. That's the real message here,
dude. Honestly, it's somebody that's not afraid of confrontation and knows how to handle it the right way. I will say that, man.
I don't know if he handles it the right way. You've never seen Patrick on the phone with a phone tree. Like when they're trying to pass you off, like, you know, you get
phone
the
phone tree. That's cool.
Yeah, you get the Indian person, that. Then you go to the next person, then you're like, no, let me talk to your superior.
Oh, yeah.
And they keep, oh, he goes nuts. He'll spend.
I usually just, now I just look up the board of directors and start sending emails.
I guess that's smart. Man, I tried AT&T the other day, and I did the thing. I went through like 30 channels until I got to like a human.
Oh, Patrick has a guy.
No, Patrick has an AT&T guy if you need it, by the way.
Oh, really?
Had a war with AT&T in the past, and I...
AT&T said that we owed them...
$118,287.54.
And guess what? That was the gavel?
For the gavel. You know what? It took me 15 months, but you know what we didn't pay them? A dollar. We didn't pay them a single cent on that.
Was that a phone bill?
Phone
bill? From like,
but you know how
first phone that was invented, like, he never paid his bill?
He had free nights and weekends.
Yeah, what the heck? Turns Alexander out Graham was Bell not. Was mad.
Yes.
It was Carson's 900 numbers.
Wow.
All right, Hardy's with us. The new album is out. It's called The Mockingbird and the Crow. Wait in the Truck is on there, right?
Yes.
By the way, I love the fact that you know what a judge is.
Oh, yeah, man. Dude, I don't think a lot of people get that line.
That was the best. The day I heard the song for the first time, I stopped the song and I went, holy crud. Great. That's one of the best lines I've ever heard.
The
double meaning, everything. Yeah, I was like, what?
We were really proud of that one in the room. And I think it started out like I thought my day of justice would come from a gun under the seat. Now, I'll give Hunter Phelps credit. He's a writer on that song. And he was like, no, dude. A judge. And we were like, oh my God. And one of the guys in the room was like, what's a judge? And I was like, don't worry about it, dude. It's going.
Yeah, I like it. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you're like,
it still makes sense.
It's just got a layer to it. Oh, it's a weird metaphor for the gun, you know. But.
Right, exactly.
Thank you for explaining it.
Did you not know?
No.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Dude, the whole time? Oh, it changes that.
Yeah, the line makes sense, even though I didn't know. I just didn't know.
I have a funny story. When I wrote Up Down, and that was my first number one, and my publisher at the time, when Morgan finally put it out, that song had existed for like 2 years, and they had been pitching it around, you know, and it never got any traction. And then when Morgan put it out, one of my publishers called me and said, I love how they added here at the end of the chorus, like, we live it up down here. And I was like, you think they did that? That's in the original song. You've been pitching that for 2 years and didn't know they said we live it up down here at the end of it.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah, it happens.
Well, listen, you know your stuff, and not everyone does.
And by the way, Hunter Phelps is invited to come by anytime. You tell Hunter if he ever wants to come and just talk about how cool that line is.
Dude,
because I'm serious, there's a lot of famous lines in country music. That one is just. To me, it's one of the best of all time.
That's awesome. I really appreciate that, man. That's super cool.
Do you find it hard to, like, because your songs, you write a lot of different, like, some people write songs and it's like, oh, it's, oh, I've heard this kind of before. Oh, well, I've heard this kind of before. Yours are so, like,
like, all over the place?
I mean, so, they're different.
Thank you, man. I'm just trying to, like, look through the cracks of what maybe hasn't been said so much and...
Is it like a challenge?
About it.
I don't know. Personal though. Challenge.
He's also
to you?
Got Rednecker, though.
That's I mean, true. That's I do both, man. It's the Mockingbird and the Crow, man. There's a little bit of
the mocking. Is that what that is?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it talks about like the struggle of like doing songs. I mean, the line is singing songs that sound like other songs you've heard, which is what a mockingbird does, and then the crow, which kind of you know doesn't sing as pretty, screams perhaps, and flies his own path, and the internal struggle I have with. Which one I should be, which path I should take when it comes to my music.
Do you feel like you just over-explained that to idiots?
Because I don't know. I get it. Really, I totally get it,
no,
though.
I get it, but I'm like, wow, that's really thoughtful. Like, that's really well done.
Mm-hmm.
And smart. I'm just over here going, hey, the Mockingbird and the Crow, get it. It's out now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, okay. And just letting you know, as I'm reading this, the Mockingbird is all in lowercase, and then the Crow is in caps, all
because
caps.
Because the Crow is shouting.
So,
yeah.
So.
Bah!
Oh, all right.
Wow, he comes with his own sound effects, guys.
The Mockingbird and the Crow, the song that's on the album called.
Yeah.
The video's out today, and it's, you said it's different. It's a little.
Anybody that's a fan of me that's like, that likes the safer, sweeter stuff is going to absolutely hate it.
Why
is
that?
Because it's weird. It's really weird. It basically.
The song or the video?
Well, the song is weird. Not weird enough, but it's heavy enough as it is and says the F word, which my mom absolutely loves.
but, friends?
Family, actually. It's a claymation video. It's basically about me. I'm at my house, and I keep getting these weird phone calls from like a man in a suit, and he's basically waving a thing of money in. And it's just sort of symbolistic of like the Mockingbird side of things, being like taking the safe route and singing the songs that everybody's heard that makes you money and all that kind of stuff. And eventually, I say screw this, and I break my cell phone and I cut the wire to my landline, and I go drive out in the woods, and these animals come around and they see me eating food, and they see a gun beside me because I'm like going hunting. It's just like I'm out in the woods. I would say camping, but camping's lame, so I'm just kidding. Camping's not that lame. But anyway, yes, and so as I look away, these animals put poison in my soup, and then I basically go on a giant like acid trip, and then
it sounds like an acid trip already.
Yeah.
And then I come out of the other side of it like the Crow, and I'm in all black, and everything is like the upside down, and there's zombies, and I have to kill them and stuff. It's crazy, man. I'm telling you.
What kind of video is that?
I'm telling you, it's nuts. You got to go watch it.
All right, Hardy, the video, if you're looking for it later on, it's The Mockingbird and the Crow. And I'm super stoked to watch this.
Dude, you're going to love it, I think.
I wanted to, before you go, I wanted to ask a favor of you. A couple of months ago, Patrick had a great idea for a song.
Oh, yeah. What was it again? Hank?
No. I never told them. I'm not going to tell them that.
I'm having deja vu now because we did this last time, but it was pretty good. I can't remember it now.
Can you?
This is something totally different. I had an idea for a song, and in a moment of stupidity, said to Big D, do you think you could ask Hardy if he would sit down with me and listen to this idea and maybe write this song? And then he, of course, spent an hour making fun of me on radio for asking him.
Write it down. Just write it down what it is, what the hook is.
If it's really good, though?
Yeah, what if it is?
It is really good, which is why I don't want to
whisper
say
in his
so
ear what
make
it is.
Fun of it and ruin it, and then I'm not going to do
what,
it.
What, no. What's the idea? Just whisper in his ear.
This is so awkward, dude.
I love this.
I'm going to write this song, and I'm not going to... Put me on
but the last one you said was good. Hank, something, it was a
secondhand Hank.
Yeah, that's dope.
That was mine, by the way.
Was his title. Have you seen the ChatGPT? Like, we were this AI that writes essays and poems and stuff.
Oh, no, I've heard about it.
Yeah, so we told it to write a country song called Beer Pressure. And you know what? It was not terrible. It wasn't good. Yeah.
But you guys have the program?
Oh, yeah. I got it right here. I was pulling it up.
Is it on the phone?
Yeah, we asked it to write a country song about the carpet. It was actually pretty good.
That stuff scares the you-know-what out of me,
Oh,
dude.
It should.
And kids these days, man, like, what are you... These kids aren't going to learn anything. They're just going to go to this, what's it called, ChatGPT?
ChatGPT.
And this is getting better and better.
I think Google bought that, didn't they? Or somebody.
Bing did. And they're going to integrate it into their search. So it's going to be a better Google than Google.
Here's the thing, man. You're fine. You're fine.
Because you're creative.
Ernest, fine. Yeah. All these, like, really
guys who
great,
are already established.
But also, you're really good at it. It's the songwriters that are like,
If you're okay,
they're not going to make it.
Yeah.
It's not going to make
it. There's a computer that can do
that. It's going to weed all that out.
And by the way, they're at capacity right now because everybody's writing songs with it.
That's a song, too.
I'll tell you this about like the song. Like when we told it to write Beer Pressure, was it good? Could you go in and... No, but you could take that and in 5 minutes turn it into a song.
Framework.
Just go and... Because the framework was there.
That's crazy.
And it even said like verse, chorus,
bridge,
verse, chorus, bridge, chorus. Like it had it all.
How long did it take to do that?
45 seconds.
Oh my. And
the whole song.
Yeah, the whole song.
It doesn't give you a melody.
It's a matter of time, though. It's a matter of time until you say the key and the tempo, melody, and then they write a melody over.
Uh-huh. And then they're going to integrate it into video where you have an AI generated video person singing.
With an AI generated voice singing.
That's like a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah. It's here, man.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
So enjoy your time as a hit songwriter.
Oh, my God. No kidding, dude. I better sell my catalog right now. What in the world?
The new album is called The Mockingbird and the Crow. The Mockingbird and the Crow from Hardy. Make sure you give it a listen and support Hardy on his tour. You're on with Morgan all year, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm doing my The Mockingbird and the Crow tour, and that ends, I believe, in May. But there's a little bit of crossing over where I start Morgan's tour during the market. So we'll play, you know, a venue here, and then the next night for The Mockingbird and the Crow, and the next night do a Morgan show. And just it, there's a little bit of bleed over, but yeah, we're touring, I think, until like August or something.
Oh, do you tone it down any at all for those shows?
No.
Okay, well, I didn't know. I didn't know if you were just going full steam, like, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you mean like as an opener?
Yeah.
Dude, our goal is to, because Morgan is so hard to beat, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And plus, he and I are buddies, so it's a competition for us.
Yeah.
But no, my goal is to, anybody that we open for, we try to blow them out of the water.
Yeah.
Try. And sometimes we don't, but sometimes we do, I think.
Does he get paper?
I like that.
Does he get a lot of paper cuts from counting his money?
No.
Is he going to be okay?
Is he all right?
I don't even know how much money that man has, dude.
He doesn't know.
It's a lot. Just, no, he doesn't know.
He just sleeps, and then the next day wakes up, looks at his account, and he's like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It's like the FedEx guy delivering another like box of money to his house.
But the other thing is, that's great until – like you want to go to Walmart.
Yeah.
And you just can't.
Yep. Like, and especially for him. I struggle with that a little bit, but I can still get around like town, but he can't.
If you take your glasses and your hat off, you might be able to, maybe.
Yeah, it's the goatee.
Goatee, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that gets me every time. Mm-hmm. But I do have contacts for like if Callie wants to go, you know, to a restaurant or something that there might be some, or a bar that there might be some tourists at. I do have contacts. And I'll, like, put my sunglasses up and pull my hair back and put it above my head and not wear a hat and wear something a little more, like, frat guy-ish, and I can get away with it.
Are they, sometimes, like, cat eye, like the ones from Michael Jackson?
No, but I have
Michael
those.
Jackson.
I have those. you should wear it's those. On the album cover is I'm wearing a white contact for the crow side, so I look like I'm, like, dead or something.
Oh, well, you're really – I didn't expect that.
Country music, he's baby.
Fully country music. Country music, baby.
He's into the character.
That's right.
Baby. All right. Hardy, everyone. The Mockingbird and the Crow. Check it out. Brothers, good to see you again. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Congrats.
Always a pleasure.